Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Deadlock by Diane Mills, narrated by Susie Jackson. Chapter 1. Houston, Texas, November, 7:15 a.m., Monday. FBI Special Agent Bethany Sanchez swung open the door of her truck with the same jitter as she had her first day at Quantico. On this gray morning, she was beginning a violent crime assignment and would meet her new partner, Special Agent Thatcher Graves, the man who'd sent her brother to jail. Bethany caught her breath and took in the unfamiliar surroundings. The residential area was flooded with Houston police officers and unmarked cars, part of a task force between HPD and the FBI. Alicia Javon had been murdered here late yesterday afternoon, leaving behind a husband and two daughters. The homes rose like monuments in this older, exclusive neighborhood, a mirror of refinement and dollar signs. The Javon's two-story brick with classic black shutters was no exception. Not a dog or cat in sight. In her parents' neighborhood, dogs ran loose and usually in packs, whether the four-legged or two-legged type. Here, a pair of squirrels scampered up an oak. The bushes and hedges received regular manicures, freshly mowed yard. The three-car garage was the size of her apartment. Contrast the tranquility with a woman who'd been shot, and it was Bethany's job to help bring down the killer. She arched her shoulders and walked to the front door, wishing her first day in violent crime could have been less stressful. She'd been up most of the night giving herself a pep talk about working with Thatcher Graves, despite their history. A little confidence on her end would boost her ego. She looked like a professional, wore a black pantsuit and a white blouse, hair secured at the nape, no rings, no bracelets, just tiny gold balls in her earlobes, a small gold cross necklace, and a keen sense of determination that had never failed her. After greeting two police officers and displaying her credentials, she entered the home, and another officer directed her toward a hum of activity to the right. She passed through a living area where an upright bass, grand piano, and harp filled a third of the space. Beyond there, she'd find Special Agent Thatcher Graves. Her gaze pulled ahead. She wanted the partnership to work so badly that her blood pressure flared at the thought of it. She moved through the room to the kitchen. Thatcher bent behind the crime scene tape where the body had been found. He glanced up, his earth-colored eyes stormy. She extended her hand and hoped he didn't observe the trembling. "Good morning. I'm Bethany Sanchez." He stood and towered over her, but most men did over her small frame.
"My new partner, the gal from the Civil Rights Division, who solved a cold hate crime in the Hispanic community and was influential in bringing peace to an Asian business district where a prostitution ring worked the streets. Welcome to violent crime."
He gripped her hand, not too firm and not an ounce of wimp.
"We've met before."
She offered a slight smile while her stomach rolled.
"Yes, we have. I think it was the Labor Day picnic. Certainly not what the victim had here."
Had he forgotten Papa's threat at the courthouse? Or did he expect her to elaborate?
"I understand there's a link between this murder and a previous one, and that's why the FBI's been called in." "Right. 3 weeks ago, Ruth Caswell, an elderly woman in the River Oaks area, was murdered. She was under hospice care, but otherwise lived alone. Shot with a 9mm to the forehead. Hollow point bullet, and the killer left a plastic scorpion on her body. At that time, HPD requested our help due to the unusual circumstances. Alicia Javon's murder appears to be identical, but it'll take weeks before we learn if the two women were killed with the same weapon."
"Didn't realize the lab was so far behind. Fingerprints?"
"Too soon to have the report. We'll see about the DNA."
"Anything to go on?"
"Looks like a serial killing."
"But the husband is a viable suspect."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?